The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Oh boy, what a week this has been. We have today's topic, coronavirus and the markets. Sheesh, I mean, this has been one of the worst weeks since the financial crisis. The Dow over 3,000 points, 2 days this week over 1,000 points, the biggest point drop in history on Thursday, nearly 1,200 Dow Jones points. Well, we're going to get in there and try to understand what's going on, try to make you a better investor, try to get some insights into the coronavirus and the market. So let's just jump right in. First off, I have to remind our listeners that there's an old cliche Wall Street saying that goes something like this. The market goes up by way of escalator, a little bit at a time, and when it comes down by way of elevator. And actually, that's what we had this week. We had the elevator ride down, unfortunately. And by the way, if you think through history in the 1920s and the 40s, the 1960s, the 80s, you know, all the way through, including recently, like 2006, 2007, escalator ride up, and then we have the elevator ride lower. And the reason why the market happens is because fear sets in very quickly. People sell and ask questions later. There's a whole bunch of other reasons, technical reasons as well. But we've actually said on the show that the market does rise by way of escalator. Statements look good. Everything looks great. Check online every day, made some money, go about your business, go check, market up higher, counts are higher, 401k balances, 403b, and that's the escalator ride up. On the way down, it's severe, and usually that elevator ride down wipes away 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 months, maybe even a couple years worth of gains. Again, the elevator has not technically stopped yet in this downdraft of this financial, you know, mayhem caused by the coronavirus. So again, I just want you to kind of think about that for a second, because part of what we talk about is the overbought and oversold rallies, you know, meaning if something's really, really overbought, the market's going straight up, take some shekels off the table, you know, cash in some chips. Market's doing lousy, do some incremental buying. But I think for most investors, when the market's doing really well, they keep adding more and more money, and then we get the elevator ride down, and here we are. So how do we get here? Before we go into the coronavirus and its full impact, how do we get here technically? Well, you think about this escalator ride that we've had up. We created a lot of air pockets. I mentioned this on Fox Business this past week that, you know, we kind of went up, gapped up, set records. In fact, the market reports I give every Monday through Friday morning on the famous Mike and Casey show around 8:25 after the traffic. I sound like a broken record. I'm just saying, I sound like a broken record. The market set another record. Sound like a broken record. Market set another record. And that was going on. The problem with that technically is that we create a lot of air pockets. You know, was, let's say the Dow was at 26,000 and 27,000, 28,000, 29,000, just kept going without going sideline creating what they call a base. So we kind of left these air pockets in. It's kind of like, you know, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Stack of cards, you know, fill in your best cliche. And that's kind of what happens here. The market went kind of straight up. So it was ripe for some type of correction action at some point. Now, the coronavirus obviously is a biggie. It has really big effects in the global economy, global markets, has a great, great impact. It's the real deal. So it did go down, not because of, but it was going to come down with something, but obviously this came down with coronavirus. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. I'm with you every Sunday morning here at 6 a.m. Stay tuned right after us. The Casey Show, the Health and Happiness Show up next. So hopefully between 6 and 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, we're going to try and make you healthy, wealthy, and wise. The Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. So the coronavirus kicking in. So the market hates uncertainty, right? And there's always things that out there, like bugaboos that are out there. As far as uncertainty, I've been doing this 31 years. This really is a lot of uncertainty for the market. It's probably one of the most I've seen, because we don't know exactly how wide, how deep this is going to be. Let's say we fast forward to June or September this year. Is this going to be nagging at us? Is this going to be popping up all over the world and quarantines all over the world? Or is this going to be kind of slowed down, contained? We get some type of antidote, we get some type of, some type of treatment to effectively deal with this? I don't know. And that's why the uncertainty is what it is and why the market is dropping. It still hasn't found its footing yet because as a market, in fact, a couple of times, believe it or not, this past week, it's hard to think with the Dow lost over 3,000 points, but the market did have some rallies in it. In fact, on Wednesday of this week, we did have a rally at one point. The Dow was up 460 points. Yes, that's right. The Dow was up actually at one point this week, up 460 points. And the news came out in Long Island, Nassau County, that they're monitoring a lot of people for the outbreak, dozens of people for the outbreak. And very quickly, the Dow went from up 460 to about minus 200 in a blink of an eye. And so you could see what happened here. And then on Thursday, we did have a little chance. Again, when you call it a rally, it's kind of hard to call it a rally. But we went from minus 700 on the Dow to minus 200. Looks like maybe some buying's picking up. And then another press conference, this time in California, monitoring about 8,400 people for the coronavirus. So you could see that when the market tries to get going, and like to kind of, you know, some bargain hunters coming in and, you know, trying to buy some stocks cheaper. The problem is somewhere around the world, seemingly in any given hour, there's going to be a press conference about the coronavirus and what's happening in that state or that country and spooking investors. And the market is, people say, when is the market going to stop going down? Well, it's hard to say. When eventually it doesn't react to news like this, then it gets priced in. But again, that may be some time. Technically, the way the market's supposed to go is the market goes down sharply, like in any other time. We've had corrections like this before, by the way. See, the point being down 3,000 points is about 10%, and it's pretty interesting. And 10%, you really feel, especially in 1 week, one full swoop like this. But we've had 10% corrections, generally speaking, one or two times per year. Almost every year, historically. It's just that we've gone so far, so long, without a really deep correction. We've actually had corrections last year, maybe 3%, 4%, and that was about it. Earlier this year, we had a 3% correction. Again, this one being a 10% correction, we're not used to that, especially the headlines that they're going out of. So the way it's supposed to happen is the market goes straight down, like it did. It bounces back in what's known as a dead cat bounce. You know, it's a rally, people trying to catch the bottom there. And then it usually goes back and tests that low. And if it holds that low, then it's pretty positive. Then investors feel, oh, okay, that's the low, that's the base, and we can commit more money to the markets. However, if it doesn't hold that support level, then there's another leg down. So those are kind of technical things. So again, we try to cover the fundamental things that's happening. And of course, the market really is a discounted mechanism. And it's really looking out 3, 4, 5, 6 months down the road. And when it looks down 3, 4, 5, 6 months down the road, it's seeing that earnings are going to come in. GDP for our country and other countries are going to go lower. And so this really takes a real bite at the economy as well as the markets. We'll be right back with those messages as we delve in a little bit more into the headlines about the coronavirus and the markets. We'll be right back after these messages.
I hope you're enjoying a GPS for your finances right here on WHUD every Sunday morning at this time. There are so many headlines in the market today, and the headlines change by the tweet. One day it is China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused about all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. Think of it as a best of Ken Mahoney book as he consolidated some of the best ideas of his previous books. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. How many of the 10 things you must do before retirement have you completed? Which ones do you need to work on? Find out by calling 845-371-0101. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. You may be making mistakes you don't even realize you're making, and that could be costly to your financial health and bottom line. If you are close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 to get the book for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it is your turn to get this book called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, the coronavirus and the markets. Oh, what an awful, awful market this has been. But again, you just heard my friend Mike Bennett offer the book, 10 Things to Do Before You Retire, for free, the first 20 callers. And also, with that, you can get onto our newsletter list, and we cover that every week. I've been doing the newsletters, the Smart Investing Newsletter, since 1991, so almost 30 years of doing the newsletter. So you call in and get the book for free at 845-371-0101. When you call in, ask to be on the newsletter list. And each week, each Tuesday evening, we send you what's happening in the markets, especially the markets going crazy. You get some pretty good insights there, at least I believe. The book sells on Amazon for $17.99, but the early bird gets the worm. The early bird gets the worm for sure for free. 845-371-0101. Now, the first 20 calls will get that book for free. Look, every week we cover different topics, retirement, we cover legal, insurance. Of course, today we're covering the markets and what's going on with the markets. You know, in the book, 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire, we cover those things. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here. 845-371-0101. And more about Mahoney Asset Management, go to MahoneyGPS.com. We got a newsletters archive there, my TV appearances, radio podcast right here, right there at MahoneyGPS.com. And so every Monday through Friday morning, right here on WHED, you're going to get the Hudson Valley Business Report right from me, right around 8:25 in the morning after the traffic. Then on the way home at Andy Bale's show, Bill Kugel's got you covered at Mahoney Asset Management around 5:15, tells you what happened to the market. Again, this week was like the Groundhog Day. Gosh, you know, Bill Murray Groundhog Day. We wake up. I do the morning report on Mike and Casey's show around 8:25 in the morning, tell everybody Dow futures down 300. And then Bill Kugel came on this week and usually said, hey, the Dow's over a loss of 1,000 points or 700 points. And it seemed like Groundhog Day for investors this week. Though not funny, funny movie, but not so funny. Being an investor, waking up to I Got You Babe, and then starting lower and edging lower all week long. And that final 15, 20 minutes of trading was the witching hour, it seems, or the witching minutes, and the market sells sharply. So let's jump right back into today's topic, coronavirus. Virus in the markets. We kind of left you off saying, you know, the markets really sniffed this out. I mean, people say, gee, did the market overreact? Some people could say yes. Maybe it is overreacting. We don't know the full extent of it. There's a fair amount of uncertainty, but there's no doubt. There are headlines that pop up, investors get really nervous about, and they call me and I say, you know what? It doesn't really impact the economy. Again, I know you don't like that headline, or it doesn't impact earnings. This squarely is impacting the economy and earnings. I mean, just to give an example, you think about airline companies, right? I mean, gosh, bookings are way down, even for domestic travel. Even if this doesn't turn out to be a horrible, horrible thing around the world, all of us are pretty fearful, and as consumers, we act that way. So we got a kind of a double whammy at the moment. One, we keep seeing our accounts going down, and that kind of reverses the wealth effect. You don't feel so wealthy to make big purchases necessarily. And then you're seeing companies' earnings are going down. Companies like Microsoft pre-announced that they have these supply chain disruptions. Apple said the same. Some companies have not pre-warned yet, but they will be warning, I'm sure. And the market does it for them anyway by cutting the stock 10, 15, 20 points. So what you're seeing here is it's real, that something that flashes on my screen sometimes, like I have to test, does it change the economy? Nope. Does it change the earnings? Nope. Something like this goes ding, 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 ding. Yes, it does. This actually changes the economy. People are going to, behavior is going to change because of what's happening. People are not going to be traveling so much. Maybe taking cruises don't really seem all that fun anymore when you watch some of these images. Maybe some other type of things that we're not really thinking of that consumers may change. And that shows up in real numbers. Companies cut their guidance, and then we get this vicious cycle. So hopefully we could break that cycle. It's been talked about the Fed cutting rates. I'm not sure what that's going to do for the economy. Well, if you're just tuning in, you listen to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, with you here every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. Today's topic, coronavirus and the markets, I should say, coronavirus and the awful markets this past week, losing over 3,000 Dow Jones points. It's worst week since a financial crisis, trying to get you to understand what's happening and make sure that we don't overreact either. So one thing, I'd take a look at the headlines and, again, plot it against what's happening with the economy and earnings. This will impact the economy. This will make the GDP numbers go down here and around the world. This will have a significant impact. Now, again, governments around the world are going to try to combat this. You may hear some news over this weekend, maybe during next week, maybe the Fed cutting rates or adding some stimulus to the economy. Other places around the globe as well doing things to try to spur normal economic life when these are not really different times. So, if you think about the technical patterns of what happens when you have these corrections. The market goes lower, it bounces, it kind of wobbles around. Anyone that's expecting a V-shaped recovery, V-shape, you know, think of the capital letter V, down and back up, it's not going to happen. When we break a trend like this, we've had a really long trend in place. Remember, from the beginning of 2019 to the end of 2019, the market's about 30%. Then January went on a roll, and of course, here we are in February or the end of February. You know, hit the skids right at one time. So it takes a lot of, I mean, we went from setting records a week ago to now, you know, down, you know, over 10%, 3,000 Dow points in a blink of an eye. That takes a lot of time to restore confidence. And at the backdrop, news and news conferences keep coming around the coronavirus, making us very, very nervous as individuals, as consumers, and not knowing exactly what's going to happen next. So the uncertainty the market doesn't like, we know that already. Again, I look at other times when we're kind of uncertain as to what's happening. You know, I think about the China trade war and the deals going back and forth. But at some point, you know, there's different dates. Okay, if you hit this in March, we hit this in June, there's some type of finality to that either happening or not happening. Though the markets were uncertain during that time, but at least there was some type of date, some type of range that people could pick a point and say, okay, at this point in time, we're either going to know we have a deal or we don't have a deal. You know, we've seen that in you know, history terms, so to speak, with the markets, that there's times when things are really not great, but there's some type of finality to it. The hardest thing about the coronavirus and speaking to a lot of investors and other people who manage money is that there's really no finite time. There's no deadline. There's no specific time where you say, okay, June 1st, we have a panacea for this. Or June 1st, all the nations will get together and we'll resolve this. I mean, you know, this is the way it's kind of spread and the way it's going. Now, again, I'm not here as a fear mongler at all, but it doesn't matter whether the impact is severe or not in this country. So far, it has not been. Hopefully, it won't. But the way people are reacting to it, you can tell that in the markets. We see that in numbers, that the fear alone is taking place and changing consumer behavior. And that's not very good for the market because we had a lot of confidence in the economy, a lot of confidence in the market as consumers were confident. And very quickly, that's been evaporated. And hopefully we can bounce back. But at the moment, again, we have to see that cycle disappear. We'll be right back right after these messages.
I hope you're enjoying a GPS for your finances right here on WHUD every Sunday morning at this time. There are so many headlines in the market today, and the headlines change by the tweet. One day it is China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused about all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. Think of it as a best of Ken Mahoney book as he consolidated some of the best ideas of his previous books. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. How many of the 10 things you must do before retirement have you completed? Which ones do you need to work on? Find out by calling 845-371-0101. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. You may be making mistakes you don't even realize you're making, and that could be costly to your financial health and bottom line. If you are close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 to get the book for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it is your turn to get this book called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us early in the morning. Today's topic, coronavirus in the markets and the sickly markets, whatever you want to call it. What an awful, awful week. But you just heard my friend Mike Bennett offer my book for free, brand new for this year, 2020. 10 Things to Do Before You Retire. It's kind of the best of each chapter. I put in some really good ideas. Of course, I'm complimenting myself. But put in some good ideas at the end of each chapter. There's an action guide for you to kind of go and take care of these things. So the first 20 callers will get that book for free. 845-371-0101. And when you get the book for free, if you want, we can put you on a newsletter list. I've been writing newsletters since 1991. It's been a long time writing newsletters. And of course, the coronavirus and everything that's happening, be informed to what's happening. So when you call in for the book, ask for the newsletter and give your email address as well, and we'll get you on that. So 845-371-0101. 0101. Sells on Amazon for $17.99, but the early bird will get the word for free. 845-371-0101. And finally, this book is a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes, you know, we change topics. Retirement planning, we talk about your GPS, we've talked about insurance, legal matters, and now, of course, we're talking about the markets and the coronavirus and these corrections and what to do as an investor coming up next. So to get that book for free, 845-371-0101. Stay tuned for the Casey Show right after ours. The Health and Happiness Hour up next. And also from 6 to 7 a.m. every Sunday, we're going to try to make you healthier, wealthier, and wise. Go to the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. MahoneyGPS.com. Check us out there. And finally, I give the WHUD Hudson Valley Index Report every Monday through Friday morning, around 8:25 in the morning, right after traffic, on the famous Mike and Casey Show. Then on the way home, we got you covered around 5:15 on Andy Bale Show on WHUD. Bill Cougar, Mahoney Asset Manager, will fill you in on the National Business News, the National Index, the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, though you want to hear that this week, and the local Hudson Valley Index, as well as local business news here in the Hudson Valley. So we got you covered Monday through Friday. Take a break Saturday. Back with you Sunday morning. Today's coronavirus and the markets. Okay, now we kind of set the stage what to do. We've had this big sell-off. Now, again, I know you've been hearing this prescription all the time. Don't panic, don't panic. It is kind of too late to panic. I mean, if you got out before Monday's thrashing over 1,000 points, and then Tuesday's 900-point loss, and Wednesday's 120-some point loss, and so forth and so on, that's great. You're on the sidelines. And incrementally, you could average in. I mean, yes, you can average in. Doesn't mean you're going to catch the bottom, but if you still have a 5, 10, 20 year horizon down the road, we'll look at this and say, gee, that was awful, awful time, but as it turned out, it presented itself as a pretty good buying opportunity. Now, if you were very, very nervous, very, very scared, a lot of people are joining you in that. People are really, really upset by what's happened, especially how swiftly it came on, came out without warning, and here we are. Now, if you're really concerned about it, I hate to sell when the market goes straight down. It literally went down in a straight line. Typically, though, we get some type of bounces. Now, they may be short-lived. They may be called dead cat bounces. But if that's the case, we get some type of bounce. And by the way, you could actually see a day where Dow's up 800 points or 1,000 points. I know it sounds crazy, but that's what happens. You know, when the market goes down sharply, you start getting some bargain hunters, and you can snap back. Again, it won't bring us back 3,000 points, but it could bring us back quite a bit. And in that time frame, when the market does bounce back and you feel you're overexposed to stock or stock funds or stock ETFs and you're really concerned, maybe in that snapback rally, which may be a one-day flurry or two-day flurry, I don't know exactly, but maybe that's the time you take some action and take some risk off the table, so to speak, and sell some stocks or stock ETFs or whatever it is that you have. So, look, for long-term investors, it is not pretty. But again, if you're in a 401k, a 403b, and you have 5 years, 10 years, you know, you're making contributions and you're averaging in lower during these awful times. But like I said, if for some reason this keeps you up at night, it gets you sick to your stomach, you know, wait for a bounce, because we will have a bounce. And there you can line up a little bit or incrementally. But I would not want to be selling just when it goes straight down, because then you lose the opportunity of some type of bounce. And you're going to say, Ken, when the hell is this bounce coming? I don't know. known as a crystal ball, when the bounce is going to happen, it may happen really quickly, and maybe one quick flurry, and then we're back to selling off again. But generally speaking, nothing goes up in a straight line. Nothing goes down a straight line. If you remember stats, something called mean reversion, the selling that we've seen taking place is almost of historic nature, as quick as it's come down, taking away 6 or 8 months of those gains, those escalator gains that we've had, and the elevator ride down that we've taken. Well, if you're just tuning in, you listen to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us Sunday morning. We're tackling a very serious topic, coronavirus and the markets. And this really is something that has a high degree of uncertainty. Now, we do know some things are certain, though. We do know that the economies around the world are going to slow down for demand and also supply disruptions. Again, we know we have a lot of manufacturing in China. I think that will change after all this. Maybe diversify to other countries, but that's down the road. So the supply chain interruptions that Apple talked about, Microsoft, a lot of companies are experiencing that because parts of China are closed. Though this week we heard Starbucks actually reopened about 85% of the provinces in China. So this is a real, this is the real deal. This is definitely happening. The economies around the world are slowing down. The question is how slow they're going to slow down. So the market kind of bounces back, gets some confidence. Maybe this will be shorter lived than we think, but this kind of drags on some time. It will definitely impact GDP, impact the markets, so forth and so on. So as an investor, again, I want you to kind of keep your cool, you know, be more like Spock of Star Trek, try to stay logic, not get emotion with all the headlines, and the headlines are real, but in the meantime, I want to kind of keep your head cool. And I said, if the market bounces and you're really upset, take that bounce and do something with it. Sorry time's going by so fast. I'm hoping you enjoy GPS for your finances. I'll be here next Sunday. Until then, have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to a GPS for your finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.